on the line right now, a correspondent in Beirut, Lizzie Porter. Lizzie, bring us up to date from Beirut.
Hi. So, yeah, as you said there, the explosion went off earlier this evening in Beirut. The health minister has said that the death toll is upwards of 50 now, thousands of injured. Hospitals are being overwhelmed with people with serious injuries, and messages are going around social media asking for blood donations to treat the wounded. And social media postings are spreading around Instagram, Twitter, looking for people who are still missing. The Red Cross, the Lebanese Red Cross, said earlier tonight that there were still a lot of people unaccounted for in buildings that were destroyed down at the port or further away in buildings damaged from the blast.
I've spoken to someone else this morning from Beirut who says neighbourhoods are reduced to rubble. People are still trapped under their homes.
Down at the port, I haven't been down to the port myself this evening because we've been securing the local area and checking and treating our own injuries. We were 1.5 kilometres away, and myself, my flatmate and other people were actually got injuries from shrapnel that far away. But yes, images from there, from down at the port area, are of real near total destruction.
Lizzie, the Prime Minister has said whoever's responsible will pay, but at this stage they believe it's an accident. The country's security chief says nearly 3,000 tonnes of ammonium nitrate was sitting on the port on the way to Africa. It can be found in fertiliser, and in large amounts it's highly explosive. So at this stage they believe it's some kind of accident, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The Interior Minister came out earlier this evening and said that there was a large quantity of ammonium nitrate, which is a highly explosive substance, sitting at the port, and said to the journalist, well, it's up to you to ask the customs officials why it was sitting there, which has caused some people to become even more frustrated that, you know, why is the Interior Minister asking this of us when he should be investigating? Absolutely. So there were worries that it could have been an Israeli strike on the Iran-backed group Hezbollah. That now seems to have been ruled out. But people's immediate reaction here is very that really was a lot of people's immediate reaction, because there is past precedent of Israeli drones and obviously in the war in 2006 that happened here of Israeli bombs falling on Beirut, so that people have a collective memory and trauma of that. That was people's immediate reaction, but it seems now that it was, like I said, an explosion of an explosive substance that was sitting at the port.
Very, very sad, Lizzie. Thank you so much for jumping on, and we hope that you're going to be okay. We know that everyone else is not necessarily going to be, so thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Lizzie Porter joining us from Beirut, a correspondent in Lebanon.